I have stories for you, and you get to choose which one you think is better for you to start with.
Like choose your own adventure?
You choose your own adventure, but you get to choose the stories that I have. I think all these are interesting to you, so I don't know which one you like more.
Okay.
All right. I have a deeper dive into, I think Elmo is losing his mind.
Elmo, love you.
Oh, so we talked about that yesterday, about Elmo going after Rocco on Sesame Street.
Fuck Elmo.
Yeah, but there are times I found in the past where we can map Elmo is losing his mind. So so we can look through time and say he's getting unhinged.
Tell Elmo a story.
So we should be worried about Elmo. So that's story one.
Story number one. Okay, I'll put a pin in that. What's your second one?
Okay, Cat Fitness Tracker showcased at Consumer Electronics Show. So there's a lot of consumer electronic things going on right now because it's the Consumer Electronics Show going on this weekend. So I'll tell you the big
hits. Yes, CES, yeah.
So CES is happening this week, this weekend, and I'll tell you what is the hot new thing that's coming.
I want that too.
Okay, that's another one.
What's your third?
Okay, a government agency has now came out to say if birds are real or fake. That's another one.
No.
And a woman who is 50 years old shares an anti-aging tape secret that keeps her looking half her age.
You mean tape? Like she tapes her face up?
Like scotch tape. She has a scotch tape secret that keeps her looking 25 at 50. See, all these stories are great.
Well, no, the bird one, fuck that. I'm not going down this rabbit hole with you where you keep insisting that birds aren't real.
But
especially after the guy vomited.
A government agency had to come out and actually say if birds are real or not, and I have what they say. So
that it's real, that they're real. I have a spoiler alert, they're real.
You don't know that. The FBI could have, or NASA could have come out to say, yes, you've been right the whole time. So that's story one. Elmo is a serial killer. That's another one. CES is going on right now. What's the hot new thing you're going to want? Or how you can be 50 and look 25 with scotch tape.
What? I can only pick one. Why can't we do all of them except for the bird?
See, all these are great stories. So I saw the 50-year-old woman with the scotch tape, and you go, I got scotch tape. I can look 25, and she's going to tell you.
Fine, what's that? This is going to disappoint me. It's just she tapes up her face like where you would do a facelift. But go ahead, tell me what she does.
Yeah, that's what she does, but it's a hack.
I'm about to share with you the number one beauty trick I have learned in my 30 years in the industry. Are you ready?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I was lucky enough to get the opportunity to work with a legend. His name is Dr. Brandt. And if you don't know who he is, look him up. May he rest.
Nobody knows who he is, lady.
He was a king and a pioneer.
He's a king.
Hang on a second. Stop for a second. I hate people like this. I hate people who somebody is famous in their little tiny industry, and they look at you like, you don't know who Dr. Hoopalong is?
Oh, you do that. You do that, too, when you meet people like in the doctor. It's like, you shouldn't. She's saying you should know this person, and I'm surprised you're not.
No.
Look this guy
up. I think I have a good gauge of people that have made it from their little tiny microcosm of an industry into pop culture. And if I say a name that's in pop culture, it's because you should know it, because it's a big name. They have a television show on E, or they're featured all the time on Good Morning America. They're people that are in our world.
Television show on E does not make you a celebrity, by the way.
Well, okay, not you. No, but I'm just saying, there's all those doctors. Like, I don't even expect you to know those people. But I do know. I expect you to know Dr. Oz. Do you know Dr. Oz?
Right.
Okay, well, Dr. Oz he was a cardiologist in his small little microcosm of a world.
Do you not want to know how to look 25? Is that it?
I'm just telling you. I'm sick of people. I don't think I trust her is what I'm saying. Because if she's going to be like, you don't know who Dr. Medeva is? It's like, no, bitch, I'm not in your industry.
Okay, but she's 50 years old and she looks like she's 20. So,
do you know who Scott Muni is? I mean, I'll give you some radio names. You tell me if you know who they are.
Nobody knows who Scott Muni is. But she looks
in, but in radio they do. No, but in radio they do. That's my point. It's right. Really just people in our industry. So she shouldn't know who Scott Muni is, just the way I shouldn't know who her stupid doctor is.
You're just mad because she looks good.
All right. I can't see her. For all I know, she looks 80.
I'm telling you, she looks 25.
Approved Botox. So if you're using Botox, it's because he got it approved for cosmetic use. Botox
See, he got Botox approved for cosmetic use. So he's kind of...
Yawn.
Scott Muni didn't.
Originally started as an injection.
I don't care who got it approved.
Scott Muni did nothing for your looks.
Twitches. It relaxes the twitch and it goes
Hang
away.
On a minute. Excuse me a second. Okay. You do not get credit for discovering something. You get credit for playing the hits. Again, a radio analogy. You know, we had people early on. We interviewed Ed Sheeran when he was nobody. Nobody cares about that. You play the hits. Do you know what I mean? Like, you don't get credit for being the first person to play Ed Sheeran. You get credit for being the 5,000th person to play Ed Sheeran.
This goes to prove you can fight about anything. Were you... like the number one drama class person in high school, because you could fight any subject.
I didn't go to drama class. Those nerds.
Oh,
I was going to hang out with
God,
those bitches.
You would have destroyed it. Stop making fetch try to happen.
Took that.
You mean,
and implemented
you mean
it
debate class, moron.
What we all use it for today. So here's what he taught me when I worked for him.
Okay. So she worked for him.
Uh-huh.
So she's going to teach you what he taught her, and he didn't charge her, and she looks great.
You've been listening to me talk for what, 30 seconds, 40
yes.
seconds so far? Have I moved
Too long.
My forehead once? You're assuming it's because I've got a face full of Botox.
Yes.
Guess what?
Hmm.
No Botox, and this is why.
Yeah, you're full of shit, too.
Dr. Brandt used to make us wear tape on our forehead, like pieces of tape.
Uh-huh.
Because it teaches you how often you're flexing and using that muscle, because you'd hear the tape crinkle.
Oh my God, she's an idiot. This is so stupid. I wish I would have chosen Elmo.
Oh boy!
So I would walk around his office, I would walk around my home.
Uh-huh. With tape on your forehead.
With tape on. And every
Did
time
it say,
I would
kick
crinkle,
me?
I would stop making that motion. Eventually, with a little bit of training, uh-huh. I learned
she
how
She should
to
have
make
put some tape on her mouth.
Without utilizing
You should put it down a little bit farther.
Muscles. So I can still be animated.
I'm telling you, she looks fantastic for 50.
I can still do these motions, but you don't see any lines or creases on my upper forehead. And here I am, almost 50, with nothing. Train now, start now. If you're in your 20s,
no, but you can't unring that bell. I mean, I have wrinkles on my forehead. I can't unwrinkle it without Botox. So where was she 30 years ago, 20 years ago?
It's not too late. Slap on that tape and get
She said
too
it's
late.
Not too late. Go get some tape right now and stick it on your forehead.
Brow training.
I'm not walking around with tape on my forehead looking like a moron.
It's
no.
brow training. Where are you going to go anyway? You're not doing anything. Just stick. Here's what you do. Okay, this weekend... put tape on your forehead and don't tell Joe what it's for. And just see how long it takes Joe to notice it.
He'll never notice it.
He'll never notice it. So you could say
the
whole weekend I had tape on my forehead and you didn't even notice. I want to see how long it takes him.
Okay, well, first of all, I wear bangs, so he couldn't see tape on my under my fringe anyway, first of all.
Exactly.
Second of all, I would rather have a face full of Botox. She worked for the guy who brought Botox here, yet she's sort of anti-Botox.
That's
Do you know what I mean?
Point.
Like,
That's
no,
a
no, thank
point.
You. I got no problem with Botox, honey.
That's a good point. So he invented the Botox, but he didn't put the Botox in her head. He told her to put tape on her head.
Here's my tip for you. Here's why I look so good for my age, okay? Resting bitch face. That's it. I just don't move my face because I'm nonplussed by everything. I'm angry at the world. I just keep my face in the same place every single time. Don't smoke. Don't go in the sun. And resting bitch face. Those are my three hot tips
well,
for you.
Eat three foods. You only really eat three foods.
It's true.
So stay away from the bad foods. Eat, and you don't drink soda.
No, I don't drink soda.
You don't. You the only thing you drink that's bad is probably coffee, and coffee is probably preserving
it's
you.
Fine,
but you're a ball of worry all the time. So I don't know how that works out in your favor.
But I look great.
Because you have bangs and you wear a mask when you go out and sunglasses. So you can only see a 1-inch space on the side of your head. That's really the only thing you can see. So that little 1-inch space, yeah, that probably looks pretty
good. That 1-inch face is gorgeous.
But, I mean, you did walk down the street the other day with a mask on, sunglasses, hair pulled back in a hat, and a guy called you ugly.
A guy did call me ugly.
Yeah, go buy some tape. I think you're making the fight for the tape other than not the tape. Okay. Because you haven't had Botox in a while, so maybe tape is the best way to go.
Okay, here's the sad thing. I had Botox like a month ago.
Yeah, but see, it's been so long since you had it, your body just sucks it up like a plant that hasn't been watered in years. You know, you can water the plant will continue to live, but it's going to suck that water up so quick because it hasn't had any in a long time.